Spelling It Out, Chapter 3, Part 2. When Ed finally went home on Tuesday morning, they both agreed that they wanted to start dating and should make some kind of plans for that. Then, Steed went in for his shift at the museum. It turned out that days on end with Ed weren't enough. Tuesday evening found Steed in Ed's bedroom. "Can I fuck you in those ankle boots again?" Steed asked. "Your legs look so good in them." Ed laughed, his cheek pressed against the mattress, watching Steed's face as he slid slick fingers into Ed again. "I am not getting up from this to put on shoes. You can," he moaned, "get them out of my closet."
"But then I'd have to stop doing this," Steed said, adjusting his fingers to just the right angle and...
Ed said, burying his face in the mattress, fingers clawing into the sheets.
"So, maybe for later," Steed said, continuing the glide of his fingers. "Do you want me inside you?"
Ed shifted his face again so he could speak clearly.
"Yes, please."
Steed pulled his hand free and then tugged on Ed's hips to bring him up into a better position. He hadn't only been thinking about the boots. Being in Ed's house had brought other pieces of clothing to mind. Specifically, seeing Ed's ass curved up for him like this was taking him right back to the kitchen, back to those tiny purple shorts, and he very much wanted to find out about them. He pushed the head of his cock against Ed's hole, rubbing over it, before asking,
"That's right, baby girl. Are you going to be good for daddy?"
Ed moaned, arching his back and pushing against Steed's cock.
"Fuck, I thought you hadn't noticed that."
"Didn't notice the baby girl absolutely wrapped around your ass? Does that seem at all likely?
I nearly came in your bathroom, Ed, and again in your damn kitchen when you were bent over getting that pie plate."
Ed snickered, pushing back again.
"I was so mad. I thought you weren't interested."
"I was trying to maintain my dignity, which was hanging on by a thread. Did you know I could see literally everything you have in that outfit, Ed Teach?"
"Couldn't see my hole."
"I think you're underestimating how tight those shorts were."
Steed pushed forward, teasing the head of his cock into Ed before pulling back out, slowly.
"So, is it something you like? Do you want daddy to fuck you?"
Ed gasped, hands scrabbling at the sheets as he moved his ass back, seeking Steed. He panted out, voice desperate,
"Please, daddy, fuck me."
So Steed flexed his hips, sliding back inside him, grasping Ed's hip to hold him in place as he pushed into him, and Ed moaned even louder.
"Ed, you okay?"
Steed couldn't keep the concern out of his voice. Their orgasms together were already into double digits, and he had yet to hear Ed make this much noise.
Fuck, Steed. Please, just go with it. This is perfect."
Steed didn't know if he would get this right, but he was willing to try, for Ed. He'd pretend for a few minutes that he knew how to do this already, that he could talk to Ed like that. The words from there were easy. After all, he'd brought it up. Maybe because he had been thinking about it ever since he'd seen those words on Ed.
"Do you like riding my cock, baby girl?"
he asked, gently rubbing the pad of his thumb over Ed's back.
"Do you know how pretty you look like this?"
Adjusting his feet for better balance, he brought both his hands up to grip Ed's waist.
"Do you want to show me how good you can be?"
"I can be so good, Daddy. Please, give me your cock."
Ed was begging. There was no other word for it. He sounded like he was aching for Steed, impatient for something he was already getting. Then Ed was pushing back again, taking as much of Steed's cock as he could, shifting his hips to bring Steed to an even deeper thrust. Steed kept his grasp on Ed's waist, moving with Ed as he continued to make wild, fucked-out noises. Steed released a hand to squeeze Ed's hip.
"Just a moment, baby girl," he said, pausing their movements to grab the lube from where it had slid sideways on the bed. Steed poured some into his hand and then reached in to wrap his hand around Ed's cock, stroking over him as he resumed his thrusts. Ed was panting below him, rocking in time, and Steed thought Ed might be close, but he still found himself surprised when Ed ground out, "Daddy, more. Harder. I want to feel you, Daddy." "Anything, sweetness. Anything." He drove into Ed harder, fucking him deep and fast. "Take me. You can do it, baby girl. Come for me, precious." Then Steed was lost. He was coming hard, sooner than he meant to, but he could feel Ed pulsing around him, shaking. Ed was muffling screams into the bedding, his cum spilling over Steed's hand and onto the sheets underneath him. Ed collapsed forward, shifting to the side so he didn't land in his own mess. Steed was still up on his knees, breath coming short and trying to make sense of what had just happened. Shifting to caress over Ed's leg, he whispered, "Darling, I'm gonna get you a towel. I'll be right back, okay?" Ed made a little whimper in response, and Steed rushed into the bathroom, cursing the amount of time it took for the water to heat. When he came back with a warm towel for Ed, Steed sat down next to him and gently began cleaning him up. Once Steed had finished, he began rubbing over Ed's back, delicately working the muscles under his hands. "I apologize. I shouldn't have brought that up while we were already..." "Probably not, but it was exactly what I wanted," Ed said, face still against the bed.
"It very much sounded like it, but..."
"Steed."
"I'm so sorry, Ed."
"Steed, shut up. I wanted it. Begged for it. Please don't apologize for listening to me."
Steed sighed. "I can love giving you what you want, Ed, and also know that it was definitely something we should have discussed beforehand, so let me be at least a little sorry."
Steed stroked over Ed's hip bone. "No." Ed turned enough to meet Steed's eyes, to grin up at him. "No, I need you to hear me. You gave me exactly what I was explicitly asking for, and I loved it, so leave off. Thanks."
Steed huffed a laugh. "Glad to hear it. I loved it too, and I promise, no more surprise kink."
"Sure," Ed yawned.
"Fuck, that was amazing. Still, there is context, okay?"
He rolled his shoulders and then leaned against Steed's legs. "The things I did before, it was all of this masculine bullshit. Being the big man, growling at everyone, leather and tattoos and attitude. Had to suppress so much shit. Had to always be the one in charge, the one making decisions."
"Sounds terrible," Steed said, moving in to kiss Ed's shoulder and then returning to smoothing his fingers over the bumps of Ed's spine.
"It was. It was exhausting. I didn't want to do it anymore, so I quit, like I told you. I moved here, started painting."
"What did you do before?"
"Fuck. Do we have to?"
"No, of course not. You don't have to tell me anything you don't want to."
"It's sculpture. I was Blackbeard."
"Oh." Steed didn't really know art, but Mary... They had seen his work, but Steed hadn't even considered when Ed said that he did something else before, that he meant something on that scale.
"You're..."
"Shh. I'm not anymore. Now I'm Ed Teach, semi-retired and a painter, like I told you. I'm trying new things now, like seducing my hot neighbor, which is definitely not something I had time for before."
Steed laughed.
"Okay, so Ed..."
"So I saw that outfit, little tiny shorts, and it was like I could finally see the other side of the coin. Everything that I had smashed away and hidden and pretended wasn't a part of me, right there on the ass of those fucking shorts and sparkly little rhinestones, and I wanted it. More than that, all I could think was that there wasn't anyone I wanted to show it to more than you.
You with your pretty suits and colorful pocket squares and fancy hair.
I think you may be the only person who ever found that admirable about me, Steed said with a snort.
Ed shook his head. It's lovely, and I thought I had finally met someone who could appreciate those things that I'd kept hidden. When we had our date, I chose that outfit because I wanted you to see me like that. Pretty. Desirable.
That's a good description of how you looked, Ed, Steed said, lying down on the bed and tugging Ed around so they were face to face. You were beautiful. Breathtaking. Steed kissed him gently before pulling back.
Steed, you were so sweet all evening. You kept taking care of me, paying such careful attention to me, and all I could think was that this is what I'd been looking for. You're what I needed.
Steed felt joy. He could finally see that Ed had been looking at him the entire time. No magic necessary. Ed had trusted him to show this tender part of himself.
So what I'm hearing is that you appreciate me giving you space to express yourself?
Yep.
And sometimes you want to call me Daddy?
Ed planted his face back on the mattress, muffling his voice.
Yep.
Okay, baby girl.
End of part 2.